So I've been reading and seeing a lot of things about these fancy birthday parties that kids nowadays have, right? Get a pony, have a jumping house, all this sort of garbage that these kids have. We're Gen X kids, Samantha. You know what we had? We had money and cake. That's what we had. Money in cake.
We had dirty money in cake. And if you were lucky, you got a hot dog.
And hopefully every kid liked the hot dog. I always remember there was one kid that hated the hot dog. I don't remember what kid it was, thank God, because I'd be calling him out right now. But there was always the one kid that hated the hot dog. But everybody loved money in the cake.
But did everybody get money in the cake?
I don't know. Like all the parties I went to, it wasn't expensive money. It was like pennies. It was just probably coins out of your dad's pocket thrown into the batter.
Oh my God. How many hands into the batter touched that?
How many hands touched that dirty money? And then it got cooked in the cake. And then you ate the cake, watch out for the money, and you spit out, oh, it's a dime. And you thought you hit the jackpot, right?
That is so disgusting when you think about it now.
You know, it's even kind of grosser. Oh. What's worse, money in the cake, loose money in the cake, or when parents would put yucky saran wrap around the money and bake it in the cake. And then you'd have a mouthful of saran wrap with a dirty coin in the saran wrap in the cake.
I never encountered that in my lifetime.
Oh, I did. And that was just as nasty.
That is potentially a choking hazard.
Total choking hazard.
Our 70s parents did not know.
We did not come with a warning. There was no, be careful. There's money in the cake. Didn't matter.
Oh my God.
They didn't care.
They didn't care.
They didn't care. Dad just took the coins, threw it in mom's batter, made the cake, and you just ate it up and were happy that you had money to buy penny candy at the end of the day.
Oh my God, dirty money.
That's what Gen X was all about, Samantha.
Oh God, yeah. Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Samantha, Bobo, Samantha. No. I'm thinking of a new theme song.
People
for
already
you.
Don't take us seriously, Lisa, because we're Bitmojis.
Okay. Can we talk about this for a minute?
I just feel like you weirdly singing my name at the beginning is not going to help.
We're a comedy podcast. We're trying to be comedic.
I know.
Right? Okay. So now that you bring that up, I've been questioning that. Do you think that is part of our issue? Why we're not like be invited to like take over for Kelly and Mark and not going on The View and doing all these worldwide tours because we're Bitmojis?
Yeah. Or guest hosting on, Rob and Shauna's.
Anything, right? Yeah, like not even Rob and Shauna have reached out to us to say, hey, guys, do you want to like come and like guest host? Do you think it's because we are cartoon pictures?
It could be because we are cartoon pictures.
I've been questioning that because I don't know. Like, do we change it? Do we just become us? I don't know. I feel that we look better as cartoons.
That's not nice. We look better as cartoons.
I feel we look better as cartoons. Nice.
Well, I mean, you don't see all the wrinkles. You don't see all the like scary face stuff.
I can make you smile as a Bitmoji.
Yes, and you can make me thinner as a Bitmoji.
Right. If I'm having a bad hair day, I can. My Bitmoji always seems to have on trend hair.
Yes.
So why would we think, like, this is my question. Why would we think that would make us not be serious? We're a comedy podcast.
I know, but are we a cartoon comedy podcast?
Well, like, we're not talking about the cartoons or anything like that.
I don't know. I mean, when you bring it up, that makes me think that you're suggesting we change it.
Okay, first off, I don't do suggestions, right? Because suggestions leads to change, and I hate change.
You are not the catalyst of change. Let me tell you something, folks.
I hate change, so I wouldn't suggest something.
She hates it. She stomps her feet like a 5-year-old child in a great temper tantrum.
Right. It's not pretty.
Awesome.
It's not a pretty side of me.
She might even shed a tear to get her point across.
And I'm not proud. And I'm not proud of this. But you know what? If I need to shed it, if I need to shed said tear to avoid the change, I will shed said tear.
Nobody wants to see a crying Lisa.
It's not pretty. I'm a bad crier. Hey, it's like the full red face, instant red face. It's not
your
good.
Nose gets drippy. Then you need your dirty Kleenex.
It's snotty, and I'm looking for bits of tissue. Probably got one in my pocket from years ago. Right? There's nothing good about a crying Lisa. Actually, no. It's like there's nothing good about a sick Lisa. That's a bad look too.
That is a very bad look for you.
Very similar to the crying Lisa.
Yes, snotty and crying.
Right, and watery eyes.
Yeah, you have the same look.
I have two looks. I have snotty and crying and watery, or I have fine. That's what I have, right? I have nothing in between.
There is no in between for you.
It's not pretty, friends of the podcast.
It is not.
Are you trying to shame me?
I'm not shaming you.
You know, can you shame who you are? Yeah, you can't shame if it's truthful, can you?
It's exactly who you are.
I guess that's something new, right? It cannot be a shame if it's true.
No. If you're acknowledging the fact that that is the truth, I'm not shaming you. It's the truth.
I am who I am. I overuse Kleenexes.
It's so true.
I'll leave it around.
You did that on our vacation.
Got one right here. You got one right here from supper. I'm like, I can still use it for a little bit.
So gross.
I am not a Kleenex one and dunner. Okay, friends of the podcast, how many people are Kleenex one and dunner? I think there's lots of not one and dunners.
I think so too.
Are you a one and dunner?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're pretty close to one and done.
Because
Mike's a one and done or two.
Yeah, because we were taught as children that you only blow once into your Kleenex.
I was not taught that. I should realize that now at like 54. however, old habits die hard and I hate change.
Yes, this is Lisa who was raised
by wolves.
Who was raised by wolves. Because there was no parents around.
Right? I didn't know. I just use it till it falls apart. Try to get my money's worth.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, Samantha. Samantha, guess what? Did you see Andrea's note?
Yes, she reminded us, or you really, that it was National Hot Dog Day.
Happy National Hot Dog Day. Did you have hot dogs for supper?
No.
Oh, I did. We did.
Did you?
Yeah, of course we did, right? It's National Hot Dog Day. What are you some type of monster?
I'm a monster. I didn't have
You're hot a dogs. Monster. You even knew that it was National Hot Dog Day and you chose not to participate?
I did, actually. Yeah.
Interesting. So here's something interesting to do with National Hot Dog Day. So the baseball team, the Chicago White Sox, they acknowledged that it was National Hot Dog Day at their game. And they had a big sign up or a big bell. And their thing was, if you use ketchup on your hot dog, they were prepared to shame you and ring a bell. Who doesn't put ketchup on their hot dog?
I don't.
What?
I put mustard and relish, and that is about it.
You never put ketchup on your hot dog?
No.
Have I not ever noticed this about you?
Blech. Blech.
Why?
I don't like the taste of ketchup on a hot dog together.
You don't like ketchup on a wiener?
No, I prefer mustard and relish. And then if you're going to do onions, that would be good. And
you never would put ketchup.
No, because I don't. For me, ketchup is sweet.
Yeah.
And I don't think sweet things should ever be near the meat that I eat. That's why I like barbecue, but I don't like barbecue.
Right. Oh, you'll like barbecue if it's cooked in barbecue. You won't add barbecue to the barbecue.
Probably not.
Right. So if you're at the Chicago White Sox game right now, guess what? Bang, 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 bang. Oh, no, you don't get a bang.
No,
I get banged.
You would.
I get banged.
I'm sorry, Lisa. You'd get shamed and I would not.
Right. Because you're fancy. I don't put ketchup on my hot dog.
I'm not fancy. I'm civilized.
Friends of the podcast, ketchup on your hot dog. You know I'm going to ask this sometime this week. Or no ketchup on you. Feels like we've been talking a lot about ketchup lately.
Oh my, it's like everywhere, right?
It's trending on Twitter almost every day. Ketchup. Ugh. Yeah. And then I got to go to it.
It's Stop it.
See what it's all about.
Is it because Heinz needed like some more money? So they needed to hype their ketchup.
Maybe, because I think they're definitely probably reaping the benefits of all the hype.
How could they not?
I know, right? How could they not? Yeah. How could they not?
Okay. So I realized something while on vacation with you.
Okay.
I should have known this. I shake my head at myself for not knowing this, but then I shake my head at you because I realized that you're going to be a lazy old lady who's going to need handlers. Like, you better have a good retirement package because, girl, you're going to have to pay people to look after you.
Am I lazy or am I crafty?
No, you're not crafty. You're lazy and you're going to need handlers.
For what?
I mean, the example is, I needed to go gather chairs. I needed you to do the drinks and you did nothing.
I had gathered drinks before.
No, you did nothing. I did it all. You sat there. You did nothing.
I will give you handlers. I will give you the chairs. I'll give you the chairs. I'm not giving you the drinks all the time. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
No, I moved the chairs from the beach to the back of the cabin, then from the back of the cabin to the beach. Then I did it again. And it's like, girl.
No, it's because I remember the one time I tried to, remember I started helping and you were like, stop it. Just stop it. Just stop. Right?
I think
remember
you
that?
Make it look as bad as possible.
It's possible that I do. The role of Lisa struggling really badly is played by Lisa. Right. So again, am I lazy or am I crafty?
You're lazy. You're not crafty.
I managed to get everybody to do all my work for me. I think I'm very smart, actually.
You actually managed to not ever cook while you were up there.
I did. Remember, I did buns. I did sandwiches.
Once, yes, I did.
Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, you just shut your mouth because here's the thing, Samantha, right? You always offer.
Yeah.
HHG offered. And then what did I say to you? If someone offers to do something for you, it doesn't make you lazy. It just makes you thankful. Right?
Oh, I love how you twist things. You know?
So that's the rule of the offer.
You just made yourself sound so angelic. And right, it's
because
and
I
it's
am.
Really the entire opposite.
No, it's not.
You're deep down a little bit of a shit. You are. And then somehow you've worded it and twisted it into a tiny little bow where it's struggling to be the truth. And you made yourself look angelic.
I'm just saying, I'm thankful that you offer.
I'm so thankful.
Every
My
morning.
Handlers did a great job.
Right? Well, I don't think of you as handlers. You're just my friends. Okay. Right? You're my friends.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
So
this is the person who sat in the chair in the morning waiting for the two Lisa waiting for Michelle and I to get up.
Listen.
Who couldn't even press a button for coffee.
So after
I had to, we're laying it out. We're laying it out.
Oh, fine, I had to. Fine. I got my dirty laundry pile too.
I had to be reminded every night, you know, Samantha, if I get up and I don't know how to make the coffee, so it would be really great if if you could just set it up for me to press the button, and then you never did.
Okay. Well, now it's my turn. So
you
here's
never
the
did.
Thing. And here's the thing.
I set
Samantha.
It up. I got up and I pressed the coffee.
For year after year after year after year, all I've heard, and friends of the podcast can back this, it's on the record. All I've heard from you is you're so noisy in the morning and all I want to do is sleep in and I wish you'd be quiet. So guess what? This year I decided I was just going to be quiet. So I got up and I just was quiet because I didn't, I knew.
Another fantastic example of you going, poor Lisa, I'm so angelic.
Right?
I was doing a good thing by being
doing
quiet.
Yes.
That's why I didn't get up and walk the few steps to the counter.
Because the cabin's a little squeaky.
Yes.
The cabin's a little squeaky, right?
So,
you know,
squeaky.
I got to open the fridge, noisy, get a cup, noisy.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, I was just sitting, minding my own business.
Yes.
Right?
God damn it. There's not a halo above your head, but there should be.
How can you spin this so negatively?
You know what? I'm pretty good at it, actually.
Well, it blows my mind how you can think that of me.
It's easy to tell the truth.
And again, right? Just because you woke up and I was ready. I was like thinking, okay, Sam's up now. I'll get the coffee going.
And you didn't. All
because you offered to do it first. So
because
you know,
I wondered why you hadn't.
Because you were sleeping and I was trying to respect that and be quiet. That's why. It was a politer Lisa that showed up this year on holidays.
Yes, so much. Yes, I think it's because we had an extra person with us.
Right, a little more thoughtful. Mm-hmm. Right, just thinking of you, right? I know.
Yes.
My best friend wants to sleep in and she just likes to be a little quieter.
Yeah.
I will do my best this year
to all be right.
a person for her.
Got it.
Thank you for all that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Crafty.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a little crafty.
Manipulative, maybe.
I'll take that a little bit, too. Sure. Goes under, goes along hand in hand with its best friend, Crafty.
This is true. This is true.
I'm just saying. Okay.
So, you had a weird saying that you crafted while we were at the lake. And it was the rule of the offer.
Yeah, the rule of the offer.
If someone offers to do something for you, it doesn't make you lazy.
It doesn't. It doesn't make you lazy. Right? That's just the rule of the offer. It just means, sure, go ahead. I'm more than capable, but if you want to do it, I'm not going to step on your toes.
Which rolls into Sam always making coffee in the morning.
Well, next time, Sam shouldn't offer all the time.
That's what I kept saying when I offered to get you coffee in the morning. And you're like, you're offering to get it for me. That doesn't count. I don't owe you.
I don't owe you anything because you're offering. That's the difference right there. Because you offer does not mean I owe you a favor.
I know. I think you were afraid that you were going to have to, you know,
was going to be some sort of payback.
Yeah. Do something productive.
Yeah. No. No, that's why I established that rule really quickly.
I know.
Right?
You held fast and true to it, Lisa.
I did. I truly did. So funny. So funny.
That's a little pathetic.
You call it what you want.
I know. But you know what is kind of pathetic is that people are still throwing things onto the stage of famous people.
Oh my God, why are we doing this?
I don't know. So apparently, so far, Bebe Rexha was the first, then Harry Styles, Pink got thrown some stuff, and now Taylor Swift, apparently. People are throwing things onto the stage and beaning the poor performer.
Like, is this just like a fun thing to do? Is that what this is about now?
Are they seeking some sort of weird fame or
like, I don't know. Attention? I hope they get their asses thrown out.
I don't know.
Like, why, like, what, like, what would, like, what possesses me at a concert to take something off of, out of my purse and throw it at somebody?
I don't know. Like, and then, like, the first time, the thing that got thrown at Bebe Rexha was apparently someone's phone.
Yeah, like, why, and then you're not going to get your phone back, and then all your memories are gone. Nice. Right? All your memories are gone. Bebe Rexha doesn't want your memories. She does not want your memories. Right?
Oh my God. Like, it is so ridiculous that somebody would throw something onto the stage thinking that the performer is even remotely paying attention to them.
I know. Yeah.
And then be surprised when security shows up.
Right. And then what the hell? Right? But, okay. But then that leads to the next big thing out there in the entertainment world, which is kind of the opposite. Miranda Lambert. Right? Country star Miranda Lambert stopped her Las Vegas show to call out fans because they were taking selfies.
Yes.
What do you think?
It was too influential. The lady was an influencer, apparently.
Yeah. And what do you think? Is that the right thing to do?
You know what? I don't know what the right thing is to do because it's their experience. They wanted to take a selfie and apparently the selfie they took had Miranda Lambert in the background.
Yeah. Right.
So it would have been posted to their social media.
Exactly.
But I think the fact that they had their backs turned towards her while she was performing.
Uh-huh.
And then she was singing this really lovely ballad, apparently.
Right.
I think that pissed her off. And she's like, I don't need you taking pictures right now. I need you paying attention to me because that's the point of the concert.
Right. So here's my thing, right? This is what I shake my head at in all of this, okay? I get that that's how she would feel. But by doing that, she wrecked the experience for however, say 40,000 people who were mm-hmm. enjoying it and not caring that the girls were taking the selfie.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, like Sunny Hostin said on The View, which caused a lot of controversy. If I'm paying $700 to see you, I'm paying to see you. If I want to take pictures, I'm going to take pictures. Miranda Lambert, like, I get you're all that, but I'm paying you to perform. Right? Am I not I'm paying her to perform.
True, but I think she has her take on it too, right? I'm not saying I'm not sure where I sit with either of this because I think if I was the concert goer that had to sit behind these two ladies who stood up and were in my line of sight,
right.
I would have said, thank you, Miranda Lambert, for making them sit down. That's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
Now, if it was me and she was calling me out and you basically felt shamed and guilted, then they apparently left.
Right. And I think so their experience is ruined. Everybody else's experience is ruined. It's kind of a bit of a stain. Like, I don't know. To me, suck it up, Miranda Lambert. I get it. Right. Are they doing it the whole, like, I get you're Miranda Lambert. How dare you? Blah, blah, blah. Take a picture when I'm in the middle of my show.
Yeah. You know what I think is really funny, though? The fact that we even talk about this now, this is not what we would have done back in the day when we were going to concerts.
No, because we wouldn't have had cell phones.
No, exactly. We would have sat there or stood up and clapped and had fun.
Yeah.
We would never be talking about this.
No, right? And we have memories from concerts.
Yes.
And the people who go now don't take away the same memories. They maybe take home memories on their phones because they record some of it, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I just think it's weird.
It just is so weird, right?
Yeah, right. I don't know. And I don't know. I'm going to stick with my side, which is Miranda Lambert, get off your high horse. They took some selfies because they were having a good time and deal with it.
She is getting slammed, though, hey?
Yeah, she is. She is.
She's totally getting slammed.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with her getting slammed. I'm about to get slammed. Ready? I'm about to get slammed on this. I know it. And why? I don't want people to slam me. What I want, Samantha, is I want empathy. What I want empathy for is I want understanding and empathy. That every now and then you have to throw away the rule book and you have to just make a decision and you have to just be okay with it, okay? This is what I ask. This is what I ask of you and of the friends of the podcast. We had spaghetti last night for supper.
You broke your own food rule.
What did I just ask for? I just asked for empathy. It was cold and rainy. Felt like the fall.
You have no empathy for me. You food shame me all the time for eating foods that are apparently out of the food cycle.
I know.
This is not a summer food. That's not a fall food.
I know. That's why I'm just asking for a little empathy because.
No, you'll get none of it from me. Well, you'll get none of that.
I just thought if I came out and told you.
Well,
maybe
you
would be empathetic.
No, but I do appreciate the fact that you told me because you're fessing up to being a liar, liar, pants on fire.
It was a one-time thing. And guess what? It wasn't that enjoyable.
I think the friends of the podcast should also get on that bandwagon and post, Lisa, how dare you break your rules?
Well, how do you think I feel? You don't think I feel horrible about it?
I'm sure you do.
I feel horrible. I woke up this morning shamed and shocked at what I had done. I don't need this from you.
Okay, overly dramatic, Lisa.
Right there. Right? I feel like I'm up for the Oscar tonight. Fine. I did it. We did it. And we did it. It didn't feel good. We're not proud.
Oh, I'm sure Michael was totally okay eating spaghetti.
Well, he's fine with it. It never sat good with me.
Oh, okay. But you still ate it, though.
I did still eat it. Girl has to eat some supper.
Girl's got to eat.
Girl's still got to eat, whether she's breaking the rules or not. You want me to starve?
Well, is this a slippery slope? You've broken the cardinal rule of spaghetti after June. Nope. Like, what's next? Are you going to, like, what is next in your arsenal? Are you going to eat lasagna? Are you going to have, like,
how dare you? Know, you? How dare
a
you?
Stew?
No, oh my God, I'm never having stew in the summer. I'm not having a soup. It was a one-time slip up.
Oh, that's right. There's soup.
I'm not having soup. I'm not having stew. I'm not having a pot roast. I'm not having any of those things that go in the oven.
Really?
There'll be no oven in the summer.
There'll be no oven for
no
you.
No oven and hot food like that. No, no, no. This was just a one-time thing. Right.
We shall see.
Oh, fine.
All right. Okay. So I've been thinking about this for a bit. What type of reaction do we expect when we start a sentence with "no offense, but"?
Okay. So I hope if I start a sentence with "no offense, but" it means just slow your roll and take it easy. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping for a pleasant reaction.
There is nothing. There is going to be nothing good after no offense, but
no. Or there definitely isn't.
You say something horrible and then go, "No offense."
Yeah, right. Same type of thing. Like, "No offense," right?
Right? Like, "Lisa, I think it's time for your haircut. No offense."
Right. Or yeah, it's anything like that, right? It's not good.
"No offense, Lisa, but you should really get a new swimsuit." Right?
I feel that that's a real dig. I take offense. I take offense to you saying that about my swimsuit just because I need help with it.
That's true. You do need help with it.
Right? And because parts of me don't fit in where they're supposed to fit. That's not on me. But it's the same thing of saying, okay, don't be mad.
I hate when you do that because I know immediately following that statement, I'm going to be mad.
And I do that all the time. I'm always a don't be mad.
Don't be mad.
Don't be mad.
Okay.
But let's turn the tables. I shouldn't have to have this fear that you're going to be mad.
You say it before you're preparing that person to react badly by saying, "Don't be mad." Do you understand?
I know that you're going to react badly. And I'm hoping by saying, "Don't be mad," you'll think about it and not react badly.
You're predicting that I might be upset, but you don't really know if I will be upset. It's just like saying "no offense." You're hoping that whatever you've said prior to "no offense" or after "no offense" is not going to be offending the person you're talking to. You can't predict that.
But I have a hunch. I got a good hunch.
No, you don't. Your belly never talks to you. You have no instinct. You have no remember, Lisa, you have no instinct.
I have zero gut instinct.
You have zero gut. You have zero.
I have none.
You have a larger.
I have a gut.
Middle section.
I do. I have a belly.
No offense, but you have a. No offense, Lisa, but you have a larger.
None taken, because I know that that's true.
But you have no gut instinct. You have nothing.
I don't. I have zero gut instinct. I want gut instinct so bad. That's what I want. That and a stink eye. I want that and a stink eye.
I think you do. I don't think you have a stink eye. I think you have a stink face.
You think I have a stink face?
Totally. You have a stink face.
Really?
Yes.
When do I use it?
When you're really pissed off.
Oh, it's my whole face.
It's your whole face. Your whole face gets involved.
That's better than just an eye.
Oh, it's better than eye. It's a whole face.
Wow.
Whole
I didn't thing. Even really know this about me. I was today years old when I found out that I have a stink face. I did not know that. How did I not know I had a stink face?
Yeah, you do.
Wow. I'm so proud. Yes. Stink face. Check it off my bucket list. I have a stink face.
The many faces of Lisa. One of them is stink face.
I guess so, right? So funny. So I appreciate that, Samantha. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you.
No offense.
No offense, none taken. Okay, but here's the thing, right? So I was reading about bread.
Uh-huh.
And how to care for bread in the summer. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably never going to eat bread in the summer. I'm kicking bread to the curb during the summer.
You will not.
I am going to. I feel I have to. You know why? Because they use the words moist and damp in the same sentence. And that's disgusting. And that's something I'm eating.
Okay, so what do you have to do with it? You have to keep it moist and damp?
You have to keep it out of moist areas, because if you don't, it will go damp. Ugh. That's your bread. That's your bread. It's going to go moist and damp.
Are you sure that's the article that you're reading?
Well, I don't know. This old girl's dried up, right? There's no moist or damp, right?
So, are you sure you weren't reading something more?
Nope.
No?
I don't do that. I don't read like that. That's you. And I'm, number one, am I really reading? No, not reading.
I'm not going to read.
I can read, but I'm not going to, and I'm certainly not going to read that.
Oh my God, you said it like someone who's never had sex before. Oh my God.
I'm just saying, I don't appreciate those words in anything that I read, whether it's about sex or it's about my bread. And the fact that they can interchange is more disgusting, actually.
This is true.
That's more nasty.
Nobody likes the word moist anyways.
Just like nipple. Right? Words that you would find reading sex books. Nipple. Right? So I'm just saying, that's horrible. It's horrible.
So bread is out. That's it. We're done.
I think we're done.
Okay. So let's roll back to the conversation where you fessed up to eating spaghetti in summer.
I had no bread.
Let's remind ourselves that you can break all of your own rules. So even though you say you're not going to eat bread, Lisa.
Well, okay. So I
but I think you're lying.
I might eat toasted bread because I feel that does not apply to moist or dampness.
Well, it would take away both.
Right. So
it's a dry heat.
Right. So we might, yes, it's a dry heat, right? So we might bring back toasted breads.
Oh, okay. Like a toasted bagel.
Like a toasted cheese, toasted tomato.
Oh, I see. Got it. Yeah, all right. So you're not kicking bread to the curb.
No, I thought I was, but now that we just talked through it, I'm not going to. But I'm kicking bread to the curb. I'm not kicking toasted bread to the curb.
We shall see.
That's fine.
So, okay. We did talk about sort of our Gen X childhood, right?
Yeah, we certainly
Do you remember being taught how to brush your teeth or clean your body?
No. And you know what? And you know that commercial that's on TV, right? Where the dad's doing something and the kid's brushing his teeth and he's following a video. Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, back in my dad's day, they wouldn't have this video to show me how to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
We just innately knew how to brush our teeth, I think.
I think we were taught.
Well, do you recall being taught?
I don't recall being taught, but I'm pretty sure my parents would at least think we should show her how to brush her teeth.
So we might have been shown once or twice.
Probably.
And then like all Gen X things, right? Shown how to walk to school once. You can do it on your own. Shown how to make craft dinner once. You can do it on your own. Show you how to brush your teeth once. You can do it on your own.
Tie a key to a string and put it around your neck. You're good.
You're good to go, right? You can lock the door and unlock the door and get home on your own.
In and out of your house.
On your own, right? And cleaning your body? I don't ever remember that lesson either.
I don't remember that lesson either.
I think the Gen X moms were not into that lesson. Gen X moms gave us a book, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Well,
to teach us about our periods. They're not getting in the tub with us to show us how to have a bath.
No, but who taught you how to wipe your butt?
I feel I just figured it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Maybe there's like, I don't remember potty training days, but what I feel confident is I feel confident there wasn't a lot of follow-up, right? Because Gen X moms wouldn't have followed up.
No, they were busy drinking tab and smoking.
And watching Phil Donahue or something.
Or Days of Our Lives or All My Children or something.
For sure they were watching All My Children. Right? They had to know what the what the Corys were up to. Right? So there was no follow-up.
Yeah, because now I guess if you don't know what you're doing, you can always Google it or YouTube it, right?
Like, so really, that would have been the best for a Gen X mom, right? Just look it up. Just look it up. Just look it up. Instead, right. What did Gen X moms do when we needed things that we had to learn, like in school and that? Gen X parents bought us encyclopedias. That's right. The Encyclopedia Man came to the door. The Gen X parents bought the whole set of Britannica encyclopedias. They went on a bookshelf somewhere in your home and never got opened.
I remember, for some reason, my dad's brother, I think he was the youngest one, for Christmas bought the three of us, my sister, my brother, and I, a subscription to National Geographic.
Oh my God, I got that 1 year too. Why?
It must have been a thing. There must have been a guy like going from house to house selling subscriptions. Must have been a salesman.
Yeah.
Must have been.
All right, knock on the door at 7 o'clock at night.
And that's what we got for Christmas. So then we just kept getting all these magazines all the time.
Right. I remember that too. That was so weird, right?
It was very weird.
So I feel there was no follow-up in how to wipe your ass.
Wipe your ass, brush your teeth, clean your
nothing.
Clean your body.
They just assumed you were doing it. Whether you were or not, that was your business, right?
Yeah, trial and error.
So here's another thing about Gen X that really affected me. You know how you always make fun of me because I don't really read, even though I can, but I don't like to? I was thinking about it. I figured it out the other day. The reason I don't like to read, Samantha, is because when I was a kid, I used to have the record that you put in the record player and you followed along in the book, and Tinkerbell read the book and Tinkerbell told me when to turn the page.
Oh, my God, we just solved your problem.
That's why, right? Because I didn't have to do anything. I got to listen to the story and then somebody told me when to turn the page.
Disney and Tinkerbell taught you your lazy attitude towards reading.
Towards reading. Totally, they did. Totally, I blame those two things.
You are always waiting for someone else to read it to you.
Read it to me and tell me when we're done. And tell me when we're done. Right, because when Tinkerbell waves her magic wand, turn the page, right? And then you turn the page, right?
That, you know what, Lisa? Blows my mind.
How many other Gen X people are like me and don't really like to read because it's too much work?
I feel like this is your moment to explain to the world how you are the way you are.
Totally, right? Dear Walt Disney, thank you. Right? Oh, I totally blame Walt Disney and Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell made me lazy.
Oh my God.
She is the reason I refuse to flip pages. Right?
I love this. This just explains who you are.
Totally. Like, mind-blowing, right?
Mind-blowing. But you're right. If you did that and you got taught how to read and follow along through a Disney record and Tinkerbell, how many more other Gen Xers out there in our tiny population, in our small generation, how many more of there are you?
Exactly. And why did this happen to little young Lisa McIntyre back in the day? Because she had a 70s mom who wasn't prepared to read to her.
Every night before she went to bed.
Never. You got a record. I remember getting a record player for Christmas that played the little record. Right?
Yes.
Remember it was like one of those little records, like little record players? You could take it. It was portable. I could carry it. It was like, it looked like it was a suitcase, right? I could carry it with me from room to room and listen to my books. Totally. I remember that. My mom could be sitting in her chair with her tab and her smoke watching Another World.
And I
was like in the other room listening to Peter Pan or Pinocchio or something like that. Just listening to the story and turning the page when I was told.
Oh my, Lisa.
Samantha.
You got your craftiness from your mother.
Totally, right?
She was super crafty in her day.
I know, right? I'm pretty crafty too. Right. Slash manipulative.
It's like full circle. It's a full circle moment.
Oh my God. It is a full circle moment. It's a full right? circle moment. So cool. Right. Sometimes you just don't understand that that's how things go. Right.
One moment you're listening to a Disney record and it's reading you a story. And the next moment you're sitting in a chair at the lake and everyone is serving you coffee.
Just like that. Right. Just like that. Right. Not that I want to refer to you as Tinkerbell. However, right. When Tinkerbell emerges from the room and asks if you want a coffee, uh-huh. she waves her little wand. Poo-hoo, and you say, sure.
Oh, my God.
Right. I'm not to blame.
I'm going back to my you need a handler. I'm going back there.
OK, go back there.
Oh, OK. You know, I typically don't eat cereal anymore. Okay. But I'm back into it, Lisa.
You jumped back onto the cereal train?
I for some reason, jumped back onto the cereal train. But unfortunately, wow. it's not the kid-sized fun, like Fruit Loops or anything good like that.
Why would you even waste your time if it's not the fun cereal?
No, but I found a good cereal that's okay. good for me. And now I use nut milk. So that's like a thing. But it still tastes good.
So many questions.
No, but it still tastes good.
Okay.
Yeah. I like nut milk.
Nut milk.
Yeah. Nut
milk. Milk from a nut.
Nut.
Nut. Yes, as opposed to milk from the cow's tit.
From the kind. Yes.
Okay. Just getting it all straight in my head.
But I was looking at the price of cereal.
Oh,
my God. And I had to decide. How much do I want to resurrect my childhood love of cereal?
And what did you decide?
I did. I bought it. I could. Like, I thought I'm going to try it. And if I can stick with it.
What's it called? What's it called?
Vector. It's not very exciting.
Oh, I've heard of that one. It's like adult cereal.
It is adult cereal.
Yeah. Pass.
But it's good. It tastes good, though.
It's not going to be that good. It's going to be like a Cheerio. Ugh. Right? I need cereal to come down in price because I need good cereal back in my life. I need like to have Fruit Loops. I need to have something like that that I can snack on, right?
Well, because you like it unmilked.
I like it raw. Unmilked.
Sorry, I forgot. Right? Raw.
Totally. Totally raw and unmilked. That's how I eat my cereal.
Oh God.
That's how I eat my cereal. Raw.
Raw.
But and okay. I feel I'm missing out on cereal.
Yeah. Then I think you just gotta look for the big sales, right?
Well, if they happen, I'll be there. I'll be all over it getting my cereal in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's full of sugar though. Should you not?
Yeah, I know. You gotta still be careful, right? Uh-huh. I gotta be careful, but I love it so much.
Right.
Okay, so Samantha, you know how you sometimes just see random apps that come up on your phone and you're like, hey, that like for games, and you're like, that might be kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
There is an app that came up on my phone and it doesn't look that cool. It looks really weird and creepy. And it's called Happy Hop Hospital. And you are the doctor. And do you know the picture that it shows? Hmm. The first picture it shows is a picture of a woman's, and it's like kind of cartoonish, a woman's shaved hoo-ha. And you're the gynecologist.
Nope, that's a bad one.
Right?
Nope, that's bad. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Happy Hospital. And then you can see other parts of the app. You're an ear doctor. You're an eye doctor. You're a throat doctor. You're like a pimple popper doctor. All these really creepy, creepy, creepy things. And I'm like, how does this? It's so messed up. How does this scoot on through all of the tears of approval? It's a girl's hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's gross.
And you got your tweezers and you're taking stuff out of it.
No.
Like she got things in it.
No.
Like I don't know. I don't want to say it's bugs, but kind of like bugs.
How did you find out about this?
It just was there on something.
Where,
I don't know, like something, and you have sometimes then, like when you get like an ad come up on your phone.
And then what
like
did an you ad. Do? Oh, I'm curious. Happy doctor, click.
Uh-uh. I wasn't curious, actually. The ad, so whatever site I was on, and then the ad came on, and then it showed, and that's what it showed, the cartoon hoo-ha, and you're picking stuff out of it. Then I was curious.
Well, that caters to a certain kind of person, doesn't it?
Yeah, not this person, not this girl. I don't know where I got it from. But then I was curious because I'm like, oh my God, am I like a gynecologist at the Happy Hospital?
No.
I'm everything. I'm an everything doctor. I deal with it all at the Happy Hospital.
Oh.
Check it out.
Gross. No. Check it out. Why would I do that?
Just to be curious.
I'm not that curious. No offense.
I wasn't either, and I'm not, because I, number one, don't ever want to be somebody's gynecologist. That is not my calling. It's not my calling to look at somebody's twat.
Okay, but it's an app, so you're not actually a gynecologist. You're just playing one.
Yeah, so you're getting practice like you could be app. One.
No, right? You're not getting practice.
You're getting practice.
You're not practicing.
You're practicing to be a gynecologist.
No, you're not. You will... Then, just because you play an app that shows you how to pluck things out of someone's hoo-ha doesn't make you a gynecologist.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't. It really, really doesn't.
I think it could.
No, it doesn't. Hey,
I'm not sure.
I need you to like not look at weird things anymore.
Okay, I'm done. I didn't go there on purpose. It just it came to me.
I think maybe.
Don't you shame me. Don't you shame me. Don't you shame me.
No offense, Lisa, but you're slightly creepy right now.
No offense, Samantha. No offense. Lots of offense. Lots of offense.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know if we should be cheering this on or also be disgusted like almost everybody that I've heard talk about it. But apparently there's a new show called The Golden Bachelor.
No, it's too much. This is just like need to stop the madness.
They are exploring the older generation getting that second happy chance at life.
No, or like love, silver singles, right? No.
Yeah. So the gentleman, the bachelor, his name is Gary Turner, even though it's spelt Jerry.
Weird.
And then everyone was like, could you spell your name differently? Yeah. Gary?
You're going on The Bachelor, Gary.
Looks like Jerry.
Yeah.
Right? But it's pronounced Gary. Weird. And he says it's never too late to fall in love. I'm like, okay. But I was curious to know what the age bracket of the bachelorettes were going to be. And apparently it's 65 plus.
Oh, well, thank God.
Well, and then that freaked out more people because they're like, I don't want to watch geriatrics kissing and getting it on.
I don't want to watch that either.
Are they going into the hot tub? Are they going to be in swimsuits? Ew. What are they going to do? Are they going to go ziplining? Are they going to break a hip? And I'm like, oh my God, we have now written off people who are 65 years old. Right? So there are 60 and 65 and 70 year olds who are more active than I am.
And he's going to get his wrinkly, dinky, stinky.
He's for his age. He's quite attractive.
No. It's not. No, I don't need fall in love. I don't need to watch you on TV. Jerry, pronounced Gary.
But you know what? I think it's enough of a draw to get people to watch the first couple of episodes what it's going to look like. Right.
For sure. For sure. It is. Yeah.
Because totally. What are the women going to look like? And do you like potentially because the younger contestants for the younger bachelor and the bachelor, like these guys, they argue and they fight and they get into like almost fisticuffs over things. And the women are like, and the guys are like, and it's like, are we expecting this out of people who are 65 years old?
I won't go any further with this. Actually. Nope.
Come on. Shauna Foster is going to watch it.
Oh, and I'm going to say nope to Shauna Foster too.
Yeah, because she loves watching The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Well, she loves a good train wreck, right?
She does love a good
train wreck. She loves a good train wreck. So she's also going to Barbie.
Yes, she is.
Shauna Foster has Barbied out her life.
Yes, and I know that we should go.
So, okay, I've decided you win, we'll go.
Yay!
No, but however.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Yeah, that's fine. We can go party after. Right? But is this idea of you thinking that I'm wearing pink, you're out to lunch.
Aw, come on.
I don't even own anything pink.
No, you don't.
Right? I own no pink. I'm not buying pink for this occasion.
If we're lucky, you might own orange.
Oh, but I'm not wearing that out in public. Right? That's not what I do.
Oh, come on.
You wear your pink and I'll be the adult supervisor.
Okay.
Right? Kelly Foster wants to go see it too, but she needs to deal with that in her own world.
Yes, she does.
Right?
Apparently, it's almost a 100% Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
But that means it's good.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I think it's going to be good.
I don't know. Time will tell.
You just poo-poo everything.
I'm a poo-pooer.
That's not fun.
I'm a poo-poo. I poo-poo things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want me to pay for it, you're going to have to put on a happy face.
I'll put on a happy face. I bring sunshine. Right? I will bring sunshine.
That's right. I forgot. Someone mistakenly thought that you brought sunshine.
I bring sunshine. I do.
If only they knew how crafty you really were, Lisa.
Stop it. Well, just stop it, Samantha. Right?
Okay, well, you know what we're going to have to stop doing?
What?
Apparently, we can't eat dark chocolate anymore because it's heavy in lead.
That was on the news.
What? Like,
it was on the national. I know, hey? Isn't that so crazy?
Highly disappointing.
I know. It's really, really weird, right?
Is it because dark chocolate's better for you than milk chocolate?
I don't know. But obviously, dark chocolate's not better for you because it's going to kill you because of lead.
Like, how much lead?
It said lots and lots of lead. Lots and lots of lead. I think, to quote Ian Hannah Mansing, lots and lots of lead.
Lots and lots.
Lots and lots. Like, stop eating it now. Yeah.
I love his name, Ian Hannah Mansing.
Ian, it's very, like, romantic.
Yes.
Like, Ian Hannah Mansing. I know, right? It's kind of got a cool name.
He does. I love that one.
Yeah. Kick the chocolate to the curb.
Fine. I don't think that's fair. And really, honestly, Lisa, we're Gen X kids. We probably licked lead paint. We probably chewed on a toy.
Pencils. We chewed on pencils.
And we chewed on toys. We probably had toys that were made with lead paint.
Yeah. So maybe Gen X, it'll kill us first. That's what they're going to say.
No, I think that we have stronger, you know, constitutions.
We have a tolerance to lead-filled chocolate.
We have built up a tolerance to lead. We've
built up a tolerance. We're good. Next person, you go deal with that, right? That's not up to us.
Yeah, you suckers. Born after
suckers,
us.
Suckers, exactly, right? That's funny. That's funny.
Your Facebook Tuesday was quite interesting, Lisa.
Yeah, hey, people hate your movie.
No, they have no. I knew that they were going to hate Barbie. That's okay. I'm cool with that. You know, I don't care.
I know.
I don't care.
Water off a duck's back.
Right. And they hated Mission Impossible. Apparently, no one loves Tom Cruise.
But this is Tom Cruise. He looks so good in this one.
In this one. And then he like let himself go and he's a little bit scraggly.
I know. But this is his good looking movie.
This is the good looking short haired movie.
Yeah. Like he's hot.
He's hot. But I feel like they had some strong words for Barbie and for Tom. But I think we have to admit that Weekend at Bernie's is a classic.
It's a classic. It's not one of my favorites. It's the one I kicked to the curb.
Did you?
Yeah. It's not a favorite of mine.
I guess I would kick Weekend at Bernie's, but it is kind of funny, though.
It is, like, it's fine. Yeah. Like, it's funny.
How they haul around the dead body.
Right.
Hilarious. You know. I mean,
I only like it because Andrew McCarthy's in it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Because it's a Brat Pack movie.
Right. Technically, it's a Brat Pack movie. Right. With one Brat Packer in it. Yeah. Right. It's my only reason. It's my only reason. But it was fun. That was fun.
I liked it. I mean, I think who picked? No. What else did they pick? What else was a big one?
Somebody, I think Jessica Kupferman said that E.T. was boring.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, right.
Screw the aliens.
I know, right?
Who gives a shit?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter that it was a really big deal when it came out.
It certainly was. I mean, it's boring now.
And made a lot of money.
It did. Bajillions, bajillions and bajillions.
But yeah, you know, it was boring.
It was boring.
It was boring. Okay, so apparently Monday was World Emoji Day.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. If you can only have two, if you can only keep two of them, which ones would you want to keep?
Okay, so I'm totally keeping the winky. Right? I want the winky face. And I like the one, I like the laugh with the tears.
Oh, okay.
I like that one a lot too. So that's easy for me. What about you? What ones are you keeping?
I'd want to keep the laughing rolling face. It's on its side. It's on its side and it's laughing with tears. Yeah. And I think I'd want to keep just the smiley face. I know I'm boring.
Just a smiley face.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's useful.
I'm for sure keeping the winky. Because I feel that winky face is going to save my ass. Just save my ass, Samantha.
No offense. Winky face.
Winky face, right? Right? You look like shit, winky. Right? I think you suck. Winky face.
Yeah. Who cut your hair? Winky face.
Right. Looks good, winky. Right? I'm not getting rid of the winky face. Keeping it forever. Right? I love the winky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what did we ever do before? What did we ever do before emojis?
You know what? We wrote too much. We
did, right? Way too much. Yeah. Like, thank God for the person who made everything a short form.
I know. And now you can, essentially, the new generation is having full conversations in emoji.
Wow. Hey.
Right? So they're way craftier than we are about how to use all that stuff.
Yeah. Right? We could do the heart. That's the one we could do, the heart. Right? That's all. And the thumbs up.
Yeah. And the thumbs up.
That's maybe okay. We could do okay. But that was it, right? Uh-huh. Maybe like whatever that, what was the hand when you did it side to side?
Oh, I don't
know. Is that kind of like a meh? Kind of like, eh.
Was it meh? Is there a meh?
Before meh was around.
Is there a meh emoji?
Yeah, I think there are some, like where their face, the mouth is just like a straight stick, kind of like,
No, I still think your winky face gets you out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you know what I think is weird about you, winky? the fact that you seem to be addicted to game shows.
Oddly, only on vacation.
Both the HHG and I commented on that.
I knew you guys had had a conversation.
That night that we stayed up later, she's like, what game show did you want to watch? I'm like, that's not my thing. That's her thing. Right? That's her thing.
I don't like them. I just think that's the only thing on. And you guys didn't say anything differently. So I thought, well, at least it's something that all of us will watch.
True. Now, which one's your favorite one?
I don't have a favorite.
I feel that you like the Family Feud a lot.
No, I don't. I told you on vacation, oddly, I'm attracted to game shows. I don't know why.
It's very odd.
It is very odd. Yeah.
I just thought it was an odd thing, Samantha.
If I'm with my sister, it's the Price is Right.
The Price is Right.
In the morning while watching, like while drinking coffee.
Okay. If you're with us, I think it's the Family Feud.
No, it's not.
You loved the Family Feud.
I was watching Kelly and Mark.
You loved Press Your Luck. You loved...
No, I don't like Press Your Luck. I think it's boring.
But you watched it.
I know, because I didn't know what else to watch. I asked you if you wanted to watch something else. Let's land this on you. Let's land this on you and Michelle.
I said, I don't care. I don't care.
Indecisive, and I just decided, okay, let's just watch this because I didn't know what else would you guys wanted to watch. And if we honestly gave it to you, you'd be making us watch news, which would make me want to like strangle myself.
Right. Right. So again, you're welcome.
You're welcome. So instead, the two of you numbnuts had a conversation and probably made fun of me. So
no, we didn't make fun.
Thanks
we
a
just,
lot.
We just were wondering about that.
No, you weren't.
You know what I feel? Because you're right. I would have made us watch news or the Blue Jays. I feel that I brought the nicest, friendliest, thoughtfulness version of Lisa this year on our trip. You're right. I do feel, I think I might have been a little angelic. I feel I might have been an angel. Guess who's an angel?
I was saying that in a very sarcastic way. So don't.
Oh, so you were saying I'm no angel.
You're not. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that at all.
I do, however, feel like you were well behaved.
I was. Totally. Totally well behaved. Thank you. Thank you. Winky. Right? Right? Samantha, I want to talk about these new French fries that came from KFC.
There's new French fries?
KFC has redone their French fries.
Okay.
It's all the news. It's all the news. They're saying that they're seasoned to perfection. They've got a new seasoning. You're going to be the... I need you to go and be the judge of this,
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay? Because dear KFC, how about you just fix the chicken, make the chicken better? Right? But I'm serious. I need you to judge. I need you to determine if the KFC fries are the new best thing. They're claiming that they're going to be the best fries out of all the fast foods.
Do you really think the Canadian KFCs have changed their French fries?
Oh, I hope so. I hope they would have.
Oh, okay.
Right? I hope so.
All right. I will be the judge of that, folks.
You judge that, would you?
Because honestly, it goes McDonald's fries.
Always. And then everybody else.
No, it's McDonald's fries, New York fries.
Yeah.
And then it's a hard, I don't know who would
it
be.
It depends
third.
On the day.
Because those are the only two that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Everyone else is meh.
Meh.
They're meh.
That just depends. So KFC's claiming they're going to be your number one.
All righty.
All right. So I'm looking forward to your judgment on that.
I will review them for the crew.
Thank you. Take one for the team.
I will take one for the team.
Okay, good.
Okay. Do you realize that there are certain things that people believe are a huge waste of money?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Like huge trucks. This year's phone when your phone is still good.
Ooh, I don't agree with that.
Right? Weddings that are really extravagant. Waste of money.
Yeah, waste of money.
Coconut water. Why are we doing that?
Well, remember that was such a phase a few years ago? Waste of money.
Yeah. Branded clothing. Is it really better?
Well, I think you're just advertising for them, right?
Your polo Ocean Pacific wearing 1980s teenager you're really Lisa? Just,
yeah, right, right. Gen X Lisa was just advertising for those companies. Totally.
What are you wearing? OP.
OP.
Polo.
Right, Chip and Pepper.
Benetton.
Benetton, right? Swatch. Oh, that's my Swatch.
How's my Swatch?
Let me check the time on my Swatch.
I forgot about Chip and Pepper.
Right, and Chip and Pepper.
Oh my God. Right? Those were the big things when we were teenagers. Like, we weren't even thinking, you know, Gucci.
No, we weren't there.
You know, Hermes bags.
There. No.
All nope, that kind
we
of stuff.
We weren't we were there. Not we weren't that. There.
We were like the hip kids with the OP.
Right. The Chip and Pepper.
God. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's so funny. Hey.
I love that. But you know what? Oh, and then they also think fake eyelashes are a big waste of money.
Total. Right. God gave you eyelashes. Just keep them. Just keep the ones that God gave you.
But what if you wanted the spider butterfly?
No, don't. That's disgusting. They're weird. They're weird and a waste of money.
It is a waste. I don't know. I've never had fake eyelashes, so I don't know.
No, because they're called fake eyelashes because they look like fake eyelashes. Yeah. They don't look real.
No.
Right.
Especially when they're too
like
big.
Your eyebrows, right? Like your eyebrows, right? Like
my eyebrows are fine.
Your eyebrows are really dark right now.
My eyebrows are always dark. And they will be dark because they're darker than my hair.
I know. Yes.
They've always been darker than my hair.
Yeah. And now they're really dark.
No, they're not.
They seem to be. But they look good, Winky.
Well, Lisa, speaking of your eyebrows, oh, that's right. They're non-existent. And I don't know.
I know.
Furry caterpillars above your eyes. No offense, Winky.
They're not that big, though. They're not caterpillar big. Right.
Are we sure?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. Because you can't even see mine.
Are we sure? Winky.
Okay. Well, let's not fight. Remember, we're friends. We're friends. Moving right along, Samantha.
We have nothing else to talk about other than fake eyelashes and how you hate my eyebrows.
I know, right? And I've never been a fan of them.
Okay. Remember? Okay. So we taste tested chips, right, at the lake?
Yes. Yes.
And had some interesting flavors from the UK. I came across something that I think is so cute.
What What did you come across?
This father and son apparently drove up from Virginia to go to Niagara Falls to go shopping at a No Frills, and they bought an entire cart filled of Lay's ketchup potato chips.
Oh, because you can't really get them there, right?
They can't get them in the States, and they just love them that much. They drove 9 hours to the No Frills in Niagara.
That's so cute.
Isn't that cute?
Because they're so, like, people love them, but you just can't get them.
No, and we have several flavors of ketchup chips here.
Yeah, that's just everybody makes them, right? Everybody's got the ketchup chips everywhere. We're spoiled as Canadians.
You know what? And I thought, it was even better because there's so many things in the States that we can't get here in Canada, and they're kind of interesting, and we wish we had them.
Yeah.
We actually have something that somebody likes.
I know, which is kind of cool, hey?
We'll take that as a win.
Yeah, and no offense to the UK, but your chips are horrible.
No, they're not.
Yes, they were bad.
No, they weren't.
They weren't good. They were not good.
They were not good.
Not compared to Canadian chips.
Oh, that's true.
That's for sure, right? Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
And then I saw something else where it was, there's a family was coming up from the States and they were going to Banff. So they tried some Canadian snacks.
Yeah.
And apparently there are Kit Kats in the States, but the Kit Kats in Canada that you get in Canada taste totally different.
Wow, that's so weird, hey?
And this mom of this family, she gets on her TikTok, she's like, I'm officially converted. I'm going to buy every Kit Kat that I can find, and I'm taking it home with me because it tastes that much better than the Kit Kats from the States.
I did not know that.
Just interesting. You know, there are things that we have, people.
That are good. It's good to be Canadian.
Just throwing it out there for you.
Yeah, it's okay to be Canadian, guys.
Yeah, like the Wonder Bar. Can't get that anywhere.
Oh, but who wants that anywhere?
I love that thing. Oh, it's yummy. Oh, it's yummy. And the Eat More Bar. Oh, I love the Eat More Bar.
Yeah, the Eat More is good, right? The Jersey Milk. Mm-mm. Well, see, we're not chocolate bar compatible. Why would we think we would be?
We're
not compatible.
We're barely chip compatible.
Right. No, barely, right?
Yeah. But I just thought I should mention that because I thought, oh my God, there's actually something that we have that people want. That's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So, you know the saying, the customer is always right?
Yes.
Are they? Should they always be right?
No. I think that we've changed that over the years.
Have we?
I think we start off with the theory that the customer is going to be right, but I think it depends on the customer and their attitude.
Right.
Right. So in my experience, I like to think the customer is going to be right, but you come in all guns a-blaring, you're probably not going to be right.
Is it if they get aggressive?
If they're douchebags.
If you're a douchebag.
If the customer's a douchebag, you're automatically not right. You're automatically not right if you're a douchebag. You automatically suck. You come in and you're like, yeah, I bought this. Like, if you come in aggressive, all breathy in my face, you're not right.
All breathy in my
face. Right? Like, all like, I brought this yesterday. Like, stop it. Stop it. You are not Puff the Magic Dragon. I don't need you being all fire breathing in my face. Get out of my business.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I want you to be right. You make you wrong. That's how I feel.
As they keep talking, they make themselves less likely to get what they want.
Like if I could get them a shovel and say, just keep digging, because you are making yourself less likely to get what it is you think you want.
Right.
Because I actually don't want to help you anymore.
Okay. So in the situation where we were in North Battleford, at the co-op, and you wanted to use the other bathroom,
right?
And they wouldn't give you the key,
right?
They said no.
They said no.
So are they right or are you right? Should you have been given the key?
I felt that I should have been given the key because it's a bathroom.
I didn't understand why they didn't give me the key.
Right? And I'm going to pee my pants. I'm going to pee my pants and I wouldn't have asked for the key if the other bathroom wasn't full. You came out and said it was full.
Yeah, it was full.
And I had to go to the bathroom. So I just said, could I get the key for the other bathroom? And the girl was like, no. No. And I'm like, I didn't even know how to respond. I'm like,
no. You can't.
No.
And the beauty of it is that you didn't question her.
I didn't question.
But do you feel like you should have? Like, should they have given you the key?
No, because what I did is I didn't buy anything in their damn store. I'm like, guess what? I'm not buying any treats here. I didn't say that to her, but you knew I wasn't going to buy anything there. Yep. I literally just used you for your bathroom.
And then 15 minutes into the drive towards Meadow Lake, what did you say?
I wish I had a treat. So it kind of backfired on me, right? Because I didn't have any treats for the rest of the trip.
You had no treats.
I had no treats to snack on.
No treats.
No treats, because I thought I was going to like show you. And they didn't care, nor did they care if I was going to pee my pants.
Nope. They did not care at all.
They didn't care, right?
They DFC'd all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. It made me feel like I'm a douchebag, and I'm not a douchebag. Tell you that right now. I am not a douchebag.
I am okay. Not a douchebag.
I am not a douchebag. Here's something, Samantha, that frugal people don't do. Okay? Frugal people don't buy fancy cars.
Oh.
They don't buy name brand food.
Hmm.
They don't eat at restaurants. Here's the kicker. They don't buy 3-ply toilet paper.
Oh.
And they say no to Starbucks every time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically are you
frugal?
No, because are they taking the fun out of life? Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, totally. You could do one of those things.
I mean, I'm not into fancy cars, so that's fine.
Right, nor am I.
I'm not gonna do that because it's not worth your money.
Right.
Folks, no matter how much you love that BMW or Land Rover or
but a nice Starbucks hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I think I want to keep it in my wheelhouse.
Right. I like a good chai latte from there.
Right. I like a nice supper out sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I don't want to use like toilet paper that my hand comes through. Right. I feel that I could be frugal on other things other than those things.
Right. But okay, how do you feel about buying, you know, not no name food?
Like, no, I'm not a fan. Like, not a fan.
Would you, because you love KD, would you buy no name KD?
Nope. I would not. I would not.
Right. Because
I would not.
It's not KD. It's just.
It's not KD.
It's icky mac and cheese.
It's just icky mac. It's mac and cheese. Nope. No, thank you. I don't want it. Right? I don't want it at all.
So no name ketchup, would you do that?
Nope,
no. No Heinz? No, no.
No. No. No. Has to be the real thing.
Okay. What about no name cheese? Does that bother you?
That doesn't bother me because cheese is cheese.
Cheese is cheese.
Cheese is cheese. Yeah. Most things don't bother me, but like I don't want, like I want a peanut butter that I want Kraft peanut butter. I know you're different. Like a weird peanut butter.
I don't want to eat no name peanut butter.
Right. I don't want to eat no name peanut butter, but I will take no name medication.
Okay.
I will buy acetaminophen and not Tylenol.
Right. Me too.
Right. That I don't care about. So I guess I'm half frugal.
You're half frugal.
Yeah.
So really, we're never going to buy fancy cars. Fantastic.
Right.
No, no offense, but we don't really have the money for that either.
Right. Right. It's not in our budget. It's not an option.
But we still will eat out. We will still need 3-ply toilet paper. We will still have the occasional Starbucks, and we will only go halfers on the brand name food.
Yes. Right.
So that's basically, we're not really frugal.
We're not totally frugal. No. But we're not lavish. We're not lavish.
No, we are not lavish.
Right? So we're not that. But here's something that is just going to blow your mind.
Uh-oh.
It was on the news again. The first generation iPhone from 2007, it just sold for I don't even know what that amount is. I think it's $190,000.
Yep, $190,000.
And change, $190,370-some-odd. Uh-huh. Why is somebody buying that?
Why? It was still in its package.
Why? Why are you buying that?
I don't like because it's old, because they will never see it again, because it's first generation.
I shake my head at that.
Is that why? Because it's like historical?
Maybe. I shake my head. I just shake my head. I shit like that. That's crazy.
I shake my head at that as well, because like, who's keeping that phone and not using it?
Right.
Where the hell did you find it?
Yeah.
And it's 2007, dude.
Tells me you had too much money to start off back in 2007. I'm just going to buy this phone to use and this phone to keep for a rainy day.
Can you, like, 2007? I don't think I had a cell phone then.
No. No. Did I? I think I did, but I think it was like real. It was not an iPhone. It was like just like the oldest, yuckiest version of whatever.
I remember having a flip phone to start. I remember having a Nokia or whatever it was called at one point. I couldn't text.
No,
if you did, it was like forever.
Didn't have texting then, right?
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you have it. That's my last little bit of tidbit news for you.
Huh. That really pisses me off.
I know.
Because when you trade in your old phone, you get nothing for it.
No, yes, you do. You wait too long to trade yours in. That's the problem. Right? I think I got $600 for my last phone.
That's because your phone was not yet done.
Well, yeah, because I value the fact that I want to get that money back. Right? You wait too long. You could get a new one now. You wait too long, and then it's not worth anything.
I don't understand why you have two-year contracts.
Because I almost bought it out, but then it just panicked me too much. Right? It was too much money all at once. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't pull the trigger. I'll take a 2-year contract, pay for 1 year, and then pay over more than it would cost for the to get out of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you are phone frugal.
I am phone frugal.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Not just cool. Like not cool.
I'm car frugal. I'm phone frugal.
You kind of are frugal.
I am TV frugal.
Yeah. Yes, you are TV frugal.
I am TV frugal.
Right. Yeah. You bought your last TV on your 40th birthday.
Oh my God! It's 14 years old. Oh.
Because I have a picture of you. I have a picture of you buying it on your 40th birthday.
Oh my God! Is it time for me to get a new TV?
Yes, that's what everybody's been telling you. Shit. It's time. Let's do that. Let's go buy a TV.
No, I got other things I got to pay for.
All right. That's fine. Be frugal.
It's working.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine then. That's all that matters.
All right. Okay, guys. Well, you know, we're getting to the part of the podcast where we say, hey, follow us on our socials. You know that we love it when you interact with us. So please join us either on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. All you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam and boom, there we are.
Boop, there we are. Boop, there we are.
And you know, we are looking for feedback. So if you want to send any of your comments, you can send them to ismhead@gmail.com, or you can DM us through Facebook or Instagram and we will get back to you.
And if you listen on Apple, you can leave us a review.
Oh, yeah. A review would be nice.
We need some reviews, Samantha. The last review is from the crazy girl who was stopping listening to us because she hated my hair.
Oh, that's right.
That's what people see. So come on, friends of the podcast, rally. Can we get a new review, please? So the first thing people see is how great we are. Not that I have bad hair and she hates me.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Right? That rally and write us a review.
Yes. And we do have Patreon. So you can go to patreon.com/ishakemyhead for as little as $2 a month. You get the episode early and an extra episode every month. We also have I Shake My Head swag, which is at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we want to thank John Domingo. He is the best kept secret in podcasting and makes us sound fabulous week after week.
Thank you, John. And now we're done.
And now we're done.
So long, farewell, and
adieu to you. Okay, stop.
Just like that, right? Doe, a deer, a female deer. Is that the song?
Nope.
I don't know that song very well. Samantha. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's, I'm good.
You want to just keep talking to talk?
No.
Drive our editor just batshit crazy?
He's already batshit crazy right now.
Right? He's already like listening, going, God, and here they go, and they don't ever stop.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. All right, Samantha, we better wrap it up. Friends of the podcast, enjoy your week. Suggest us to a friend. Yes. Send us a leave us a review.
Yes.
And help our podcast grow.
Yay, that would be fabulous.
All right, Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.